Is the third time the charm?
Yeah, I hope so.
I think you could probably hear me, but I couldn't hear you.
That's exactly it.
How you doing, brother?
I'm doing good.
Cool.
What's going on? Did you have your phone muted?
No, it's this IP phone. It's sometimes, to be honest, driving me crazy. Jeremiah spoke to your vendor, by the way. They're getting the invoice how we need it sent over to us. Okay. Did you have a chance to get the documents completed, and do you have any questions on them?
I do have a question.
Sure.
Which is why I'm calling. Okay, so there was a, let's see which form it is, the authorization agreement for pre-authorized payment form.
Correct.
Is that the one time?
No, there's two forms. So that one, you're going to click the ongoing payments section, because you're going to have auto debits. There's also
it's the other one.
Yeah, so there's a one-time form that allows us to electronically draft the amount due at signing along with a copy of the check, since we're not receiving originals.
Okay. And then the other one, yeah, that's the one that I'm looking at, because that one was... Okay, so the form that has the click here or click here, that one I'm doing ongoing.
Correct.
And then the other single page is for the initial payment of $88.49.
Correct.
Okay, that the way it was worded didn't quite make sense to me, but okay. Good. So do you need two different voided checks?
No, one voided check is fine. You're going to have one voided check and one check actually written out for the amount due at signing, just electronically, for the $88.99 or $88.49. It's the first payment plus a $400 one-time admin fee.
Yeah, okay. Plus the amount over $110,000.
Correct, because that represents your first full monthly payment.
It's a lot more than the first month, but...
No, it covers your first full month. It covers a month. It's not a down payment, so it covers a whole 30 days.
Yeah, I thought it was... The program was only $110,000, so we had to pay the amount over that plus a payment or something?
No, you're correct. You're almost there. So traditionally, we do a first and last. This program, we can finance everything up to 110. So instead of financing 110 and having you put your first and last payments due at signing, we can just have your first payment equals the amount over 110, which is the $84.99. So that's going to cover a whole month's payment instead of you having to do that plus a first and a last.
Got it.
So you're not going to pay the vendor anything. We're going to fund them the full 118.
I see. And I'm going to give you 80 whatever it is.
Correct.
Okay. Cool. When do we think that will happen after I get you the forms?
My goal is if you can get me these in the next 30 minutes, I'm going to try to find you today. That's my goal.
That would be awesome if I was not driving. I'm on my way to my other office.
Okay.
Okay, I have an appointment at 3.
Okay.
My time.
Okay.
I'll still be able to get it done today, but you may not be able to. Well, I don't know what your cutoff time
is. Our cutoff time is around 5:30 your time, but I need the documents in there. I'm going to try to push it through, but you can also fax these as well. So if it's easier for you to fax them on over.
Yeah. Okay. I just don't know if I'm going to be able to do that before I get things back to the office. But we'll get it done today.
Okay.
That's my point. Awesome.
Perfect.
Okay. Sounds good. So you didn't have any issues with the vendor. They're all good.
We kind of jumped the gun and we're getting documents out to you. We have to approve them as a vendor, which shouldn't be an issue at all in the equipment, which is the next step.
Okay.
We're doing this on their end, but they seem pretty easy to work with. So we'll see.
By the way, not a bad idea for you guys to foster a relationship. They are opening, so I think...
Yeah, Jeremiah told me they're opening a branch in San Diego, right?
Oh, they're opening branches all over the country. They've gone from 0 to 15, 16 centers in a year. And California is looking... Somebody in California wants to open 3. We're looking at opening additional. These things are popping up all over. And I know they have one preferred lender right now, Conestoga. Well, no.
I know who Conestoga is.
Yeah, well, they just got bought out by Beneficial.
I actually know a gentleman that works over Conestoga. They're an extremely awesome lender, but they're extremely conservative.
Yes, very conservative. Yep, yeah. Very conservative. And so what you guys may have the opportunity to do is just like you're going to do with me when I come back to you in a couple of months and say, hey, things are, we're killing it, and we want to open another location. We need some more machines. You're going to have these people are going to be doing that.
Okay.
You know, because people are going to be opening these things and then adding more machines, adding more locations, because it's really been successful so far.
Okay.
So anyway, if you can foster that relationship, I'll put in a good word for you guys. It wouldn't be a bad idea for them to have another lender.
Okay. Yeah. No. I think we can do that. Let's get this thing done, and
hopefully. Then I'll just ask for a small commission, finder's fee, and you'll do a hell of a deal on the next deal for me.
You'd be surprised, but I've actually been with our firm a lot. I send out a lot of referral fees. You don't want to know how much.
I'm looking forward to that. I will talk to the president this afternoon, the owner of the company.
Cool. Hopefully we can make it happen.
Absolutely.
If there's any issues that come up, I will let you know.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
You got it. See you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.